Okay, good morning, everybody. So now we come to one of my favorite halachos in all of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin, because it employs sort of a technique that I picked up from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig Shlita. Parallel opposites. I think it's the only way to understand this halacha. So the Rambam writes, Echadine nefashos, v'echadine malkios, v'echadine galos, hadinim ha'elu shavin bahen. In other words, all of the dine nefashos principles, el hasham malkos b'shlosha. But malkos is a kind of exception. It's a machlokes in the Mishnah, but we paskin like the view that Malkus is Bishlosha. There's a view that it should be Vesrim Bishlosha because it's really like, you know, corporal. And as the Radvaz points out, and even in a deeper sense, you know, Malkus B'makom, you know, Misa Omedes, or actually that was the Ketzav Mishnah who points it out, right? Malkus always has the, you know, element of Misa. I've a lot to say about that topic, but not for now. That it's really an opportunity to get a death penalty, but to stay alive. That's a contradiction in terms, but that's really what Malkus is. V'nikla achicha le'enacha, the Pasuk says in Chazal Darshan, that kevan shenikla harehu achicha. He was a rasha, now he's reborn, right? He's kikatan hanola dami. So in any event, there's a good havamina to say that requires esrim v'shlosha, but Malkus is v'shlosha, but all of the details surrounding it, you know, in terms of poschen b'schus, etc., all of the Dine Nefashos principles, you know, apply to Dine Malkos. So the Shor HaNiskal doesn't have any of these things because there's not a human being who's actually being, you know, tried. It's an animal. So it's a big chiddush that you require Esrim V'Shlosha. It's based on the Gzeres HaKasov that we have in the context of Shor HaNiskal, V'gam be'alav yumas, k'misas ha'baylim, kach misas ha'shor. It's really an extension of the fact that in a similar situation, when it wasn't a shor shehemis, but an adam shehemis, right, that there would be a need for Esrim V'Shlosha, k'misas ha'baylim, kach misas ha'shor. But of course, you don't in any sense have, like, you know, all of the procedural aspects that make it very difficult to convict somebody, because we're not talking about a human being. We're not talking about Tzalam Elokim. We're talking about an animal, right? The Gemara darshans, lo satam mishpat av yoncha berivo, mishpat av yoncha yatamata, vatamata mishpat shor, right? It's an animal. So the point is that Shor HaNiskal and Malkos are really parallel, but opposites, right? They're parallel in the sense that they both have a certain exception. Right, the Shor HaNiskal has Esrim V'Shalosh, but it really belongs outside of the framework of Dine Nefashos. Malkus Makom Miso Medes, it's really Dine Nefashos, but we reduce it down to Shalosh. And that's really what's going on here. You know, the Lech HaMishnah has all kinds of questions. Teimahu Be'enai, right, when we say that Malkus is B'Shlosha, right, Maishnal Shal Malkus B'Shlosha, Re Dine Mamanos Nami B'Shlosha, V'Chisema Shema Shamar Shal Malkus B'Shlosha, Ratzalam Dabini Shlosha Min HaTorah, Ma'ashin Ki B'Mamanos, which is the answer that the Kiryas Sefer gives, Eino Darek Zelos Min HaNami Shlosha Mamachim Min HaTorah, etc. So, you know, he's very confused by this. And he goes on to answer, like, these very, very difficult answer, where he says, oh, the Chiddush is that Malkus is B'Shlosha, right, that you have this whole case, and then the actual Malkios themselves are administered with another Bezdin of Shlosha. Masha Inke, Dine Mamanos, that, you know, the Dine Mamanos, whatever the verdict is rendered by three individuals, and you don't need a subsequent Bezdin, you know, to oversee the Piraon of Mammon, as opposed to Malkios, where the administration of the penalty itself requires a special Bezdin. So the Rebbeir Simchan, the Or Sameach, says that he thinks that this is like Mizuyaf. He thinks, how can Lech HaMishnah, lo, right? He says, Bavadei lo amar, you know, Pe HaKadosh, Devarim Elu. It's very strange things. But I think the real answer to Lech HaMishnah's question, right, without resorting to the Kriya Sefer and the Raisas and the Rabbanans, is the Rama means exactly what he said it means, right? That the Malkus is B'Shlosha, but it doesn't have any of the features of Dine Mamanos. It's a Dine Nefashos B'Shlosha kind of a case, and then you have the opposite. You have Shor HaNiskal, which gets the Bezdin of Esrim B'Shlosha, but it's really, it doesn't have any of the protections. It, procedurally, it's just like Dine Mamanos, right? Because it doesn't involve a human life. So what really emerges is that Dine Nefashos as a category is all about human life. So it's Gzeres HaKasov, right? V'gam be'alav yumas, misa sabaylim kach misa sashor, that you require Esrim V'Shalosh, but it's not Dine Nefashos. And Malkos, even though it's Malkos B'Shlosha, right, that's the view that we paskin like, unlike, you know, the minority view in the Mishnah, it's Be'Esrim V'Shalosh, but the fact of the matter remains, and this is the most important thing, that it has features of, all the other features are features of dina nefashos, because it's a human life, even if we're not going to take a human life, but even to administer corporal punishment in the context of human life. So that requires, you know, a very significant process in terms of adjudication.